Third Mishnah, we're at the bottom of Sofon base. Baal Keri Maharher Belivoy. Remember, we're talking about Kriya Shema, which is the discussion of this whole Perek. A Baal Keri. Now, what's a Baal Keri? So we know that just
former Secretary of State.
You want to say?
Former Secretary of State, Baal Keri.
No, it's not a reference to him. It's a reference to Tumah, which is, we know that just as there is Tumah from an Isha, there is a Tumah from a man as well. And it depends on how often he has these sightings. So if it's once or twice or three times, is he a Baal Keri, etc., etc., just as in the case of a woman, is a Zova, Zova Gedola, a Nida, v'chule, v'chule. Now, essentially, a man whose guf emits the Keri and becomes Tomei, Min HaTorah, there is no problem for him whatsoever to say Kriya Shema, to say Dvarim Sheba Kedusha, there is no problem whatsoever. The issue of being a Tomei means he obviously can't enter the Beis HaMikdash, and he can't eat Kodshim, etc., etc. But there is, if you look at the first Rashi on the Mishnah, there is a Takana of Ezra HaSeifa, meaning this is not Min HaTorah. Says Rashi, Baal Keri, mi takonas Ezra ve'elech. The takon of Ezra HaSeifa was, shetikein tvila lebale kerin, which is just the plural for Baal Keri. They, he was masakin tvila in a mikveh for bale keri, la'asoik b'toirah. In order to permit them being oisik b'toirah, kadamrina b'bava kama peret maruba, which means, as we mentioned, a Baal Keri min HaTorah, there is absolutely no problem for him whatsoever to be Oisek b'Torah, even though obviously Limud Torah is a Dover Shabikdusha, it does not asa him from learning Torah. He is allowed to learn Torah. However, Ezra HaSofer, for reasons discussed there in the Gemara and Bava Kama, was Mesakin that no, he should first go into the mikveh and only then be Oisek Batayra. With the question being, with regard to Kriya Shema, which is our subject, the reciting of Kriya Shema is obviously the reciting of Divrei Torah. And if it's reciting Divrei Torah, then what should a Baal tells us? That there was a takana of Ezra, which says that a Baal Keri should not be Oisek b'Torah before his tevila. So the question now becomes, so what does he do with regard to the mitzvah of Kriya Shema? He has a mitzvah of Kriya Shema every morning. If he has not yet toiveled, what should he do? Says the Mishnah, Baal Keri maharher beliboy. He should neither enunciate the words, nor should he miss it out completely. He should do this compromise solution, which is he should think of the words in his heart and his mind. Says Rashi, Maharher Kriya Shema Beliboy, in his heart, Kashemagia Zman Hamikra. When the time for reciting Kriya Shema arrives, if he hasn't yet had a chance to be toveled in a mikvah, so he should not recite the words. Neither should he just avoid it completely. He should rely on this compromise and think of the words in his heart, which obviously needs definition. What exactly is hirhur? How do we define hirhur? If hirhur is considered tantamount to dibur, well, if dibur is outlawed, so is hirhur. And if hirhur is not considered like dibur, then what's the point of the whole exercise? If the mitzvah is to recite Kriya Shema, not to think of Kriya Shema, so what on earth is pshat in this compromise of hirhur? That will be the discussion in the Gemara that we'll see Be'ezus Hashem in a minute. Says the Mishnah Baal Keri, Maharher Beliboy Ve'einoy Mevorech. He does not, however, make a bracha on Kriya Shema. Loi lefoneho, veloi leachareho. We know there are brochas before Kriya Shema, called the Birkas Kriya Shema, the Yetzer Oyer, Ava Rabba, there's a bracha afterwards of Goal Yisrael. He should not say those brachas. Why not? We'll see in a moment. Va'al hamazoin, and if he wants to eat, so now again, he'll be chayev, l'choira, a bracha rishoin, and a bracha achroino, but there's also dvarim shebekedusha. And he's a baal keri, so what should he do? So the Mishnah says, baal hamozoin mevorech la'acharov, he should make a bracha afterwards, meaning he should bench, berkas hamozoin, but ve'einoi mevorech lefonov, but he does not make the pre-bracha, only the post-bracha. So with regard to Kriya Shema, we were told he shouldn't say any of the brachas, not the first and not the after bracha. With regard to eating, the first bracha he does not say, but Birkas HaMozein, he does say. Now what's the difference? Says Rashi. Ve'einoi mevorech, says Rashi, afilu behirhur. Not only should he not enunciate the words, but he shouldn't even think the words. He shouldn't even think the words of the bracha. In the case of Kriya Shema, loy lafoneho v'loy lachareho. What's the explanation? Says Rashi, kevin de bracha is lav midoi raisa mechayev, comma, because the brachas on Kriya Shema, both before and after, are not Chiyuvim min ha-Torah. Remember, the brachas that we say before mitzvahs, and in the case of Kriya Shema afterwards, are only a takana derabbanan. Therefore, loy atzrechuhu rabbanan. Therefore, rabbanan did not necessitate them in a situation where he is tamei. Meaning, were the brachas of Kriya Shema to be do'iraisa, and obviously we cannot overrule a deiraisa just because we have our takon of a balkeri. You'd have to say the brachas, says Rashi, but the brachas are not deiraisa. The brachas at the end of the day are only derabbanon. So therefore Chazal felt that they could waive their own institution, their own takon of brachas, because he is tummy at the time. So again, Kriya Shema itself, let's assume for the moment, that's obviously Do'i Raisa. So therefore that cannot be waived. So they didn't just say, don't say Kriya Shema, you can't do that. So therefore they gave us this compromise solution, which needs to be explained, of Hirhur. Masha'in Kain, in the case of the brachas of the Kriya Shema, not the Kriya Shema itself, the brachas of the Kriya Shema, both before and afterwards, those are only Drabonon, and Drabonon then waived them. That's all with regard to Kriya Shema. What about with regard to food? Says Rashi, Va'al hamozoin mevorech la'acharov. One does make the after bracha. Why? D'chiyuva d'oiraisa hi. Because benching, as we know, at least as we saw in the last sugya, if you eat kedei sevio enough to make you satisfied, is a chiyuv d'oraisa. And if it's a chiyuv d'oraisa, then it cannot be waived. Now over here, the Mishnah did not say that you should bench behirhur. It says you should actually bench, and the implication is saying the words. So therefore, we would need to explain why, with regard to benching, are we telling him to actually say the words? And in the case of Kriya Shema, we told him just to think the words. What's the difference? They're both deiraisa. That we'll see. But either way, so the bracha afterwards, Birkas HaMozen, is a deiraisa. The main of the halacha is it cannot be waived, and you bench, says Rashi, but ve'einoi mevorech lefonov. But the pre-bracha, we need to know this, as important as brachas are, but at the end of the day, they are only drabonon, the lav doiraisahi, what we call the bracha rishoino, yohamitzi lechem in haaretz, or shahakol niyeh bedvaray, or boyerim mezoines. All of those are brachos drabonon. So therefore, the rule is just like in the case of Kriya Shema, where the brachos are drabonon and they are waived completely in the case of Baal Keri. So too on food, the bracha rishona is also derabbanan, it is waived completely. But Birkas HaMazon is a bracha da'iraisa, so it cannot be waived and must be said, even though the person is tamei.
Why in the case of benching, with respect to bracha rishona, if the fact that benching itself was elevated to a more than hearer, obviously to the point where we were actually saying it, so how come in the case of bracha rishona, it does not also not get the elevated, right, even though it's only the Birabana?
Right, so we'll have to see. So it seems to be that drabbanans never get elevated, and the raisas sometimes do, and that needs an explanation, as you rightly point out. So we have a bit of a stira in the Mishnah. Kriya Shema, if the mitzvah of Kriya Shema is da'i raisa, then it should be said. Why are we telling you that you must just think it? And if we are saying just think it, so why in the case of benching, don't we say the same? So there seems to be a stira between Kriya Shema and Birkas HaMazon. They're both da'i raisa, and yet Kriya Shema is dan behirhur, and Birkas HaMazon is actually said bedibur. That needs an explanation. But either way, all other brachas, which are just drabbanon, in the case of Kriya Shema before and after, in the case of food, at least before, those are drabbanon, those are waived completely, because remember, Chazal, if they were the ones who instituted the brachas in the first place, then it's their prerogative to decide if and when they are said. Says the Mishnah, there's one more line in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mavarech Lifneim V'Lachareihem. So what's he referring to? Food? Sounds like, if we're following on from the last line, that with regard to food, Rabbi Yehuda does say you make a bracha both before and after. Now, why should that be? That's a very difficult shitta to understand, because the bracha before is definitely drabbanon, notwithstanding Avram's question, but it's definitely drabbanon. So Rashi says, "B'gemara mafarish lo." As we always explain, when Rashi says that, it means there's an obvious difficulty, it cannot really be understood in any way, al derech apshat. So Rashi says, fine, the Gemara will explain, and there's no necessity, therefore, at this point, to delve into it. Now, there is a Tosfos on the Mishnah, but we're first going to see the Gemara, because I think then we'll better understand the Tosfos. So let's make a start. Omar Ravina. Zois oimeres the hirhur kedibur dami. This teaches us, what I mean this, the fact that you are telling me that he should say Kriya Shema behirhur. And let's not forget, the mitzvah of Kriya Shema is certainly, as the name suggests, Kriyas Shema. Kriya means reciting. So we now have to make a decision. When you do hirhur, which is thinking, is that classified as speech? Which you can imagine, if it is classified as speech, has far, far reaching ramifications. It means that whenever you say Kiddush on Friday night, all you need to do is have a bench in front of you and just peruse the words. When you do Kriyas HaTorah, Shabbos morning, or Monday and Thursday, all you need to do is peruse the words. Is that really true? Is Hirhur Kedibur Domi? So Ravina says it would seem to be from our Mishnah that Hirhur is indeed considered Kedibur. Why? Because if you'll tell me that it's not considered dibur, then lama maharher question mark. Then what on earth is the point of thinking Kriya Shema? At the end of the day, the mitzvah is to recite Kriya Shema, not to think it. So if thinking hirhur is considered to be like dibur, so then I understand, hirhur is as good as dibur, and you've been yotzei a mitzvah. But if hirhur is lav kedibur, then what's the point of thinking Kriya Shema? Says Rashi, Kedibur Dami V'chol Adam Nami Yaitse Dechevase Behiru. What does it mean, Kol Adam Nami? What does Rashi mean in that word Nami? Every person as well as who? What's Rashi referring to when he says Kol Adam? Rashi means not only a Baal Keri. The principle of Hirhur is being taught to us in the Mishnah with regard to a Baal Keri. But if we are to say that Hirhur Kadami, then everybody can rely on this. Kol Adam Nami. Every person as well, not only a Baal Keri. Whoever wants to say Kriya Shema, not with his mouth, but with his mind, it would be mutar. And that's what Rashi is pointing out. The Hirhur Kedibur Dami would have enormously far-reaching consequences. Kol Adam Nami. Everybody would be allowed to rely on this. Says Rashi, Lomo Maharher. If you're going to tell me that Hirhur is not Kedibur, Lomo Maharher Ma Moil. What does that mean, Ma Moil? How would that help? What's the purpose? What's the point? If Hirur is Lav Kedibur, then what's the point of being Maharher? It must be, says Ravina, that Hirur is Kedibur. Now, what's the obvious question, which the Gemara does ask now? Malashach. If Hirur really is Kedibur, well, then you've just violated the Takana of Takanas Ezra, says the Gemara. Elomai, Hirhur Kedibur Dami? Question mark. Rhetorical. Elomai, what are you trying to teach me? That in fact, Hirhur therefore is Kedibur? Well, I don't understand. If it's Kedibur, Yaitzi B'Sfasav, I might as well just say the words with my mouth as well then. Mamonashach. If Hirur is Lav Kedibur, then I'm wasting my time. So why am I doing it, Bechlal? And if Hirur is Kedibur, well, I might as well say the words then. Why am I any better off by doing Hirur? Mimonoshach. Either it's nothing or it's everything. If it's everything, I might as well say the words. Says the Gemara, two-word answer. You'll be pleased to know that this is this week's parasha. Kada Ashkechon B'Sinai. As you find in the case of Sinai. Now let's see, there's a Rashi and there's a Tosfos. Says Rashi, Kada Ashkechon B'Sinai. We know from this week's parasha, Parashas Yisroi, Shehifrishon Me'isha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them in the lead up to create to Matan Torah, they should separate from their wives. Diksiv Al Tikshu El Isha. Do not approach, meaning do not have relations with the wife. That would render the husband, as it were, a Baal Keri. Va'al Prisha Zu. And it was based on this Prisha, which was sanctioned by the Torah, Somach Ezra, that's what Ezra, as it were, relied and based himself on, Letakein Tvila Lebalei Keri Koidem Sheyasku B'Torah. Why was it indeed that Ezra Sofer instituted the Balei Keri should not be Eisek B'Torah? Where did he get this from? So even though it's clearly not a mandate min haTorah, because if it would be, then I wouldn't need Ezra Sofer's Takana. But there is, as it were, at least a basis min haTorah. And what's the basis? The basis is, you see, that in the lead up to Matan Torah, they were also told to do a Prisha, because they were Balei Keri. So you see that if you want to be Mekabel Torah or Eisek B'Torah, then one should not do so whilst in a state of Keri. Now, v'somich lei, sorry, d'chsiv, v'hoidatom levonecho, the Somech Le, and in juxtaposition it says in Pashas Vayeschanan, Yoi Masher Omadato Lifnei Hashem Elokecha B'chayrev. The day that you stood in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'chayrev, where's Chayrev? Chayrev is, of course, a reference to Sinai, Kedamina Lakana B'perkin. So how has the Gemara answered the question? Again, the question was, what is the function of this Hirhur? You got somebody who's a Baal Keri, and you're telling me that he should not recite Kriya Shema. So what did you advise? He should do something in between, which is Hirhur. So the Gemara asks, I don't understand. Mimon of Shach. If Hirhur is Lav Kedibur, so he hasn't said it, so what's the point? He's wasting his time. And if it is Kedibur, then he might as well just say the words, period. That was the kasha. So what's pshat in his compromise? So what's the Gemara's answer? As you find in Sinai. Now, what exactly do we find in Sinai? We find in Sinai that there too they did a prisha. Kadosh Baruch Hu did not want them to be a keri when it came to Matan Torah. And as Rashi explains, that is the basis for the Takon of Ezra Sefer. That's all fine and well. How does that answer the question? What is the purpose of Hirhur? So look at Tosfos, the second bottom Tosfos. In fact, let's first go to the third bottom Tosfos. I know I've missed out a Tosfos. We'll come back to that, Bezos Hashem. But look at the third bottom Tosfos. Yotzi Bisvasov. Remember, this was the Gemara's question, that if Hirhur really is considered Kedibur, then you might as well actually say it with your lips. You might as well say the words. That was the Gemara's kasha. Says Tosfos, an explanation of the Gemara's kasha. Says Tosfos, Yotzi Bisvasov. Why? Kiven the Shari Lay Hirhur, seeing as you permitted him to think the words of Kriya Shema, Afal Pishehu Kedibur, even though it is considered like speech, Le'inyan with regard to Lotse Sude Kriya Shema, comma. If you're considering it dibur with regard to Kriya Shema, and that's why you're suggesting he should do Hirur, and that way he's yotze the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, then kamoi kein, then similarly so, mikri dibur le'inyan demikri oisik batayra. Then l'chayra, it would be considered a dibur also with regard to being oisik batayra. Remember, when you say Kriya Shema in the morning, you're actually doing two things. Number one, you are reciting Kriya Shema. Number two, you are being Oisek Batayra, because Kriya Shema is from the Torah. Now, the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, as we said, is Kriya, reciting. So if you tell me, do a Hirhur, so you're clearly telling me that a Hirhur is classified as dibur. It's considered a dibur with regard to Kriya Shema. Well, if it's considered a dibur with regard to Kriya Shema, then clearly it's considered a dibur also with regard to being Oisek Batayra, because like we just said, when you're saying Shema, you're doing two things. You can hardly say it's considered a dibur with regard to one and not the other. Either it's a dibur or it isn't. So if you're telling me that you're yotze the mitzvah of Kriya Shema through Hirhur, so clearly you're teaching me that Hirhur is kedibur with regard to Kriya Shema, then it must be also that it's considered a dibur also with regard to being Oisik Batayra. Says Tosfos, k'may kein mikri dibur, it must therefore also be considered speech with regard to being Oisik Batayra. Umida Shari Slay Laharher. And because you permitted him to think, these Divrei Torah, Afal Pi Shehu Baal Keri, even though he is a Baal Keri. So tatir lei, what does tatir mean from the word mutter? Tatir lai gam dibur. So we should permit for him also real dibur. That was explanation of the Gemara's question. If you're allowing him to do a hirhur, well, clearly you're not telling him to do a pointless exercise. So if you're telling him to do a hirhur, clearly you are classifying hirhur as dibur. Dibur with regard to what? With regard to Kriya Shema, and it must also be with regard to Limud Torah, and you're nonetheless permitting it. So if you're permitting it, he might as well say the words with his mouth. What do you gain by hirhur?
Rav, where does Tosfos come up with allowing one to learn Torah by hirhur? This is the first time we've heard that concept.
No.
I thought Ezra's takana was you could not learn at all.
One second. Ezra's takana was do not be oisik in Torah, which essentially means do not verbalize the words of Torah. That was the original takana. Now, I need to know when Ezra said, don't say the words of Torah, is Hirhur included or is Hirhur not included? That's our question. If it's not included, why? Because Hirhur is not considered speech, then that's all fine and well. But then why are you telling him to be Maharher Kriya Shema? What's the point? And if you choose the opposite side of the coin, the Hirhur is considered Dibur, then surely it must have been included in the original Takana of Ezra not to be Maharher Bateira, because Hirhur is the Dibur. Must have been. Now, when you've got this person who's got to recite Kriya Shema in the morning, he's got to recite Kriya Shema. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa. We cannot waive it. So it's backs to the wall. We have no choice. What are we telling him? Do Hirhur. One second. Obviously, you must be telling me the Hirhur is Kedibur, because if not, waste of time. Well, if it's a Dibur, then what has he just done by thinking the words? Essentially, he's basically spoken the words and you're allowing him to do that. Why are you allowing him to do that? As we said before, because it's a mitzvah in our Torah and you cannot avoid it. But once you're allowing him to do it, then why don't you go the full 9 yards? Why don't you just let him to say the words then? Tatir loy gam dibur. You might as well allow full blown dibur. So again, let's see that Tosfos again. Kevin the Shoris Le Hirur, seeing as you are allowing this Baal Keri to at least think the Kriya Shema, Afal Pishuhu Kedibur, Le Inyan Lotzei Sidei Kriya Shema, even though it must be considered speech with regard to Kriya Shema. Kamai Kein Mikri Dibur, it must therefore also be considered Dibur with regard to Mikri Oisik Bateira, and you're allowing him to do it. Because you're telling me, oh, Kriya Shema, we can't ignore that Chiyuv. So, if that's the case, then go the whole way. Umid Asharis Leila Harher. And once you permit this person to say Kriya Shema Behirur Afal Pishu Balkari, then Tatir Loi Gamdibur. So why don't you just permit him to say the words as well? Question mark. What was the answer? Kedash Kechon B'Sinai. Pirush. Afal gavda kedibur domila inyan sheyetse. Even though it is considered dibur with regard to Kriya Shema, mikol mokoim lav kedibur domi le inyan shehi balkeri osur laharher. We said that there are two things going on at the same time. Number one, he's got a mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Number two, he's being Isaac Bateira. And we presumed, understandably, that if it's considered a dibur with regard to being Yates of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, then surely it's considered a mitzvah of dibur also with regard to Torah, and therefore should have been outlawed by Ezra's Takana. If it's dibur, then it's dibur. The way Tosfos learns the Gemara's answer is, it depends. It's only considered dibur with regard to being yotzei kriya shema. But it's not considered to be real, full-blown dibur, so that it should be subject to Ezra HaSefer's takana. When Ezra said, do not be Isaac Batoira, what did he really mean? Do not say the words. It's only real dibur, not hirhur kadibur. Ezra HaSefer only outlawed real, real dibur. So with regard to Kriya Shema, apparently it's enough if you do hirhur, which is like dibur. But with regard to the Takana of Torah and Balkeri of Ezra, like dibur was never included in the Takana, only real dibur. K'dashkechon b'Sinai, d'hoyosham dibur. Just like with regard to Sinai, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to them even before Matan Torah, v'hoyu tzrichim litboil, and they still needed to be tovel, they hadn't toveled yet. V'afal pishoyu shoyskin, even though they were totally silent, they didn't say anything, but shoymeya ko'ina. As we know, if you listen, that's as if you were speaking. So if it is as if they were speaking, but it's not real speaking, it is as if they were speaking. So you see that as if is okay for Torah. That's not subject to the outlawing of a Balkeri. So therefore, we really are in the best of both worlds. Do hirhur, that will be considered a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema on the one hand, and you have not violated the takon of Ezra on the other, because Ezra's takona only referred to real dibur and not